August 2nd, Bordeaux, France, men's Olympic soccer quarterfinals, Le Stade de Bordeaux. France and Argentina compete for the first time since the 2022 FIFA World Cup. Argentina beat France 4-3 in Qatar when a winning penalty kick launched a two-year-long feud that ends tonight. Les Bleus armed themselves in France's colors, bleu, blanc, rouge, with face paint, flags, and giant coq hats. Stuffed yellow legs dangle next to Maxime's face.
Le fameux coq français.
His mom painted her nails.
Le blanc rouge.
His dad
Vincent
sports a vintage 1990 World Cup jersey in
le blanc rouge.
They just came back from 5 days in
Paris,
where they watched
Yasset, du rugby féminin et masculin,
and hopped up north to
Lille,
to watch.
On a vu du basket.
They're now back home in
Bordeaux
for tonight's game.
Et on finit, c'est notre dernier billet, c'est aujourd'hui.
La famille Bordelaise is ready for tonight's
petite revanche par rapport à la Coupe du Monde de foot.
Allez les bleus! Allez les bleus! Allez les bleus!
Face paint drips like blood. Les bleus jeer at les Argentins. A little boy turns to the Argentina fan behind him and screams shisha. Les Bleus played for glory then, and play to avenge it tonight. For France, the Olympics were a 9 billion euro bill with a complicated payoff. Its revenue from the 750 million euros in television rights and 12 million tickets sold was unable to cover the bill. In spending 2 billion euros of public funding to host the games, France bought something priceless: influence. Like half the world watching the most attended Olympic Games in history. Among the viewers were investors looking to profit off France's success. The real Olympic payoff is long-term foreign investment, not a short-term boost to GDP. France's national debt currently consumes 113.8% of its GDP. With a slowing eurozone, it wants to increase foreign investment from countries like the U.S. to stimulate its economy. President Macron's plan, France 2030, pushes to increase investment in industries like energy, space, and tech. These industries recruit highly educated workers, meaning not everyone can access these new jobs. Those excluded from this growth were included in Le Nettoyage Social. Bordeaux, France, July 27th. Protest at Place de la Victoire. Gray curls, tattoos, and a t-shirt that says Boycott Israel Apartheid.
Moi, je m'appelle Myriam.
Is.
Je suis conseillère municipale ici à Bordeaux.
For.
Un collectif qui s'appelle Bordeaux en lutte.
In Bordeaux. She protests alongside.
Comité Action Palestine.
But among the indifferent.
Et qui buvaient leurs petits coups, qui regardaient la télé.
People watch Olympic soccer matches at cafes, and tourists snap photos forgotten in camera rolls.
Les gens ne se sentent pas concernés par la cause qui, pour moi, me tient à cœur.
Myriam live streams the protest.
Ça leur permet de savoir qu'il se passe quelque chose.
Marches for those displaced abroad and at home.
Agir local, penser global.
The Olympics are
c'est du nettoyage
for the 330,000 unhoused people in France. They are
gâchés,
removed,
voilà,
treated like déchets, cleansed from the streets of France by Le Nettoyage Social. Over 20,000 were displaced from Paris alone.
Rien ne va dans ces Jeux Olympiques. Rien ne va.
Le Nettoyage Social has been less extreme in Bordeaux,
comme à Paris,
but
la gentrification qui a beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup changé.
The city.
Bordeaux 2030
is an urban planning project to make Bordeaux more sustainable and attract new residents. Public green spaces promote sustainable leisure, and a new bridge connects La Rive Gauche and La Rive Droite for the 100,000 anticipated new residents.
Pas besoin d'attendre d'être pauvre pour être sensible et empathique avec les gens qui n'ont pas d'argent.
The flowers tattooed on Myriam's arms wilt.
Donc c'est pas forcément les pauvres qui luttent pour eux-mêmes.
Je vous remercie pour votre écoute. On va maintenant faire une minute de silence en hommage aux martyrs.
Bordeaux's cost of living grows with its population.
C'est le fait de remplacer les populations pauvres des centres-villes.
Home prices in targeted zones could increase up to 20% by 2030.
Et les pauvres, petit à petit, sont obligés de partir.
For her,
moi, je suis pauvre, hein, concrètement.
And others who receive income-based social services.
Je suis au RSA.
Or live below the poverty line.
Qui vivent en dessous du seuil de pauvreté.
Bordeaux 2030 gentrifies the city's unaffordability.
On ne fait que déplacer le problème, hein.
The swallows on her neck flutter as she waves her Palestinian flag for les déplacés outside and inside of her city. While les déplacés, like Myriam, can't afford to live here, the new workforce the city hopes to attract can. Bordeaux 2030 creates the infrastructure large foreign companies need to work, house, and entertain their employees. La Canopia adds over 21,000 meters squared for hotels, offices, and housing around La Gare Saint-Jean, Bordeaux's central train station. The city hopes to create 50,000 new jobs. It also offers foreign companies relocation incentives like grants, tax exemptions, and deferred loan repayment. Bordeaux 2030 works alongside national strategies like France 2030 and Choose France to recruit foreign investment. With national debt consuming 113.8% of GDP, France needs this investment to help reduce its budget deficits. Most of that foreign investment is concentrated in l'industrie, the second largest sector of France's GDP that is first for foreign investment. Foreign companies account for over a quarter of the industrial sector's value and employ 21% of industrial employees, around 2.3 million people. France offers temporary tax cuts and tax credits to incentivize relocation. It recently lowered interest rates despite its lowered credit rating, making borrowing easier for foreign companies to finance their move. This strategy is working. Over the past year, foreign direct investment jumped from 8.2 billion to 31.2 billion euros. This reindustrialization of GDP relies on cities outside of Paris. Smaller cities offer more space for industrial facilities, a lower cost of living for employees, and local governments hungry for new capital. Cities like Bordeaux hosted Olympic events to showcase themselves and their 2030 strategies to foreign investors. Among Bordeaux 2030's key projects was the construction of Le Stade de Bordeaux, where it hosts tonight's Olympic quarterfinals. Over 40,000 packed seats show investors the city is ready for the same global comeback Les Bleus hope to make tonight. August 2nd, Bordeaux, France. Men's Olympic soccer quarterfinals, Le Stade de Bordeaux. Les Bleus and Les Argentins play for 2 years in 90 minutes. Hearts kick against jerseys. Turf sprays. The ball flies through the air. Cleats shuffle against turf. A corner kick. Blood rushes from faces, a headbutt, white gloves flash, netting shakes. Tears drip bleu, blanc, rouge. Les Bleus, Bordeaux, and France all played for glory tonight and won.